Before we hit start this week, I want to take a moment to remember John Cypher, who passed away at the age of 94. For Masters of the Universe fans, John will always be remembered as Duncan, Man-at-Arms from the 1987 Masters of the Universe movie. To his family, friends, and everyone who grew up watching him bring one of Eternia's great heroes to life, good journey, John. Welcome to Eternia Select, Motu News for the generation that grew up pressing start. My name is Sean Ayala, and this is episode number one. And before we get started, I should probably explain what this podcast is. I'm not a Masters of the Universe expert, I'm just a fan. I'm a kid of the 80s who grew up with He-Man, Skeletor, Castle Grayskull, action figures scattered across the floor, and somehow, all these years later, I'm still here, collecting the toys, going to conventions, making my own Motu-inspired fan games, and more. And apparently, now I'm starting a podcast. So every week, I'm going to hit start and select a few things happening around the world of Masters of the Universe that caught my attention. Toys, comics, movies, games, community news, maybe even a rumor or two. And whenever possible, I'm going to tell you exactly where I found the story, because there are some incredible people keeping this community alive. All right, enough explaining. Let's hit start.
Press start.
Select number one. Something evil is coming. Let's start with Mattel Creations. Club Grayskull members received a pretty interesting teaser this week for another figure coming to the Masters of the Universe Chronicles line. And Mattel isn't telling us who it is. Instead, they're giving us clues. They describe this character as an ancient evil. Then the teaser image gives us what looks like a reptilian eye. Yeah, I think a few of us probably have the same character in mind. I'm not going to pretend that I know for sure, because Mattel hasn't officially revealed that character just yet, but that's part of the fun. What we do know is that Mattel says Club Grayskull members will have a purchase window beginning September 2nd at 9 a.m. Pacific, running through September 3rd at 8:59 a.m. Pacific, while supplies last. And if you're unfamiliar with Chronicles, this is Mattel's more detailed collector scale line connected to the 2026 Masters of the Universe movie. We've already seen what they've done with characters like He-Man, Skeletor, Trapjaw, and these are definitely designed more as display pieces for collectors. So now we wait to see exactly which ancient evil joins the line next. Check out Mattel Creations and Club Grayskull for the official reveal and availability. And yes, I'm watching this one. Select number two. Back to the beginning. Next up, let's head to the comic shop, because Masters of the Universe Genesis number one is officially out from Dark Horse Comics. And this one immediately got my attention because we're going backwards. We're exploring the origins of Eternia. Genesis is planned as a 12-issue series with different arcs digging into the histories of Masters of the Universe heroes and villains. And where do we begin? Of course, Skeletor. The opening three-issue arc is written by Rich, and I'm going to spell his last name, D-O-U-E-K, with artwork by Gavin Smith, colors by Fabi Marquise, and lettering from And World Design. The first issue also features cover artwork from Mark Buckingham with a variant from Lee Bermeo. And again, I apologize if I pronounced anyone's name wrong. And because this is still a relatively new release, I'm keeping this completely spoiler-free. What I like about the idea is that they're going back into the mythology. For those of us who grew up with these characters, we already have versions of their stories living somewhere in our heads. Maybe yours came from the Filmation cartoon. Maybe it came from the mini comics. Maybe the toy themselves told you everything you needed to know. That's what we did in the 80s. You got an action figure, looked at the artwork on the package, and your imagination handled the rest. So the idea of revisiting these characters and exploring their origins again is really interesting to me. And Dark Horse describes Genesis as something longtime fans can enjoy, but also as a jumping on point for newer MOTU readers. Issue number 1 was released on August 5th. So if you've already read it, no spoilers, please. But I'm putting Genesis on our list of things to come back to in the future. Select number 3. Could we return to Revelation or Revolution? Okay, this next one goes into a completely different bucket. Rumor select. I came across some chatter this week suggesting we may not necessarily have seen the last of the animated universe established by Masters of the Universe, Revelation, and continued in Revolution. And I want to be really careful with this one. At the time I'm recording this, I have not found an official announcement from Netflix or Mattel confirming another series or season. So this is not me telling you something new has been announced. It hasn't. This is simply one of those stories circulating within the community that caught my attention, and I'm including it for one very selfish reason. I love the Revelation and Revolution. I know these shows created plenty of positive and maybe negative conversations among the MOTU fans, but for me personally, I loved getting another animated interpretation of these characters all these years later. So when I see even a little smoke suggesting that world might have another story left in it, I'm paying attention. But until we hear something official from Netflix, Mattel, Kevin Smith, or somebody directly involved with the production, put this one firmly in the rumor pile. I'll keep watching it, though. And if something real happens, we'll come back to it for sure. Select number 4. The MOTU movie era continues. And here's something I've been thinking about. We're now a little more than 2 months removed from the release of the new live-action Masters of the Universe movie. And what I find interesting isn't just the movie itself. It's everything happening around it. Mattel built an entire product ecosystem around this movie. Action figures, Chronicle collectibles, apparel, publishing. We're getting new comics, we're getting new interpretations of characters, we're getting people talking about the 1987 movie again, and we're seeing new fans discover a franchise that some of us have been carrying around since we were kids. That part is pretty cool, because whether your He-Man is the original toy, Filmation, the 1987 movie, the 2002 series, Revelation, Revolution, or this new movie, we're all somehow meeting in the same Eternia. And I think that's something worth celebrating. MOTUniverse Checkpoint. And before we wrap up, if you're a Masters of the Universe fan, mark June 5th and June 6, 2027 on your calendar. MOTUniverse returns to Southern California for another weekend celebrating Masters of the Universe and the fans who keep this community alive. I'm fortunate enough to be a part of the team helping build this convention, so as announcements start rolling out, I'll share some of them right here. Guests, programming, community updates, and whatever else we're cooking up. We've still got plenty of time before June, but trust me, we'll be talking about MOTUniverse again. Bonus stage. play Motu. And because this is episode number one, I'm giving myself a bonus stage. Outside of this podcast, I am still trying my best to find time to make Masters of the Universe fan games under the name Play Motu. And right now, I'm working on, in my opinion, something really cool based on a recent action figure release. It's called Jim Bro Skeletor. Jim Bro Skeletor is a little retro-style workout game inspired by the action figure from Mattel Creations. I've been building it, I've been creating the pixel art, the animation, and this week I've been working on the streak system. It's still very much a work in progress, but that's exactly why I wanted to mention it. Part of Play Motu is simply me learning how to make games based on something I've loved since I was a kid. I'll share more when there's actually something worth sharing, but you can get all the latest information on the games I am making by subscribing to the newsletter at playmotu.com. Now it's time for
Game Over.
And that's our first Eternia Select. Hopefully this becomes a quick little stop each week where we can talk about what's happening around Masters of the Universe, celebrating some of the people keeping this community going, and maybe discover something we didn't know about before. And again, I'm not here because I know everything about Masters of the Universe. I'm here because I'm still a fan, I'm still discovering things, and after more than four decades, I still get excited when somebody reveals a new Skeletor, He-Man, etc. That's probably not changing anytime soon. I'll put links to the sources and the people mentioned in today's episode in the show notes so you can check them out at your convenience. Again, my name is Sean Ayala. This is Eternia Select, Motu news for the generation that grew up pressing start, presented by Play Motu. Until next time, good journey.